Bissau Friedman, Pasches, Kiseitze.
Rosh Hashanah is rapidly approaching, and we are all busy getting ourselves ready, Hachuna, for the Yomim Neruim, the Aluchas and Yunim of Tekiya Shofar. I want to speak today, a Gavisa Inyan, about Tekiya Shofar. We know, it's written in the Torah, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Yoim Teriya Yilachem. The Torah doesn't tell us, however, what a teriyah actually is. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar in Perek Gimel writes, teriyah hu amira b'Torah. The teriyah which is mentioned in the Torah, nistapik luni bo sufik. A sufik arose lefi oirech hashunim v'roiv haguliyos. Because unfortunately, over the many years, and because of all the tzuras which the goyim are afflicting the Yidden in Gules, a sufik arose lefi orech hashunim rov hagulius ve'ein uni yoidim heichi. We no longer know, unbelievable, we no longer know what did the Torah mean when we were given a mitzvah of blowing the shoif on Rosh Hashanah and we're told to blow a teriyah. Yoim teriyah yilachem tells us the Rambam, we no longer know what the Torah actually means. And as I state in many other Rishonim, Tosfos says this in Rosh Hashanah, in Daf Lamed Gimel, Omed Beis, that came about a suffix, and we are no longer aware what is considered a triya. We know Chazal tell us that when we blow a shofar, ula loikim b'sriya, Hashem b'koil shofar, that the midas hadin is mistalik, and there comes the midas harachamim. And we understand now very well why, through blowing the shofar, this is ma'oira midas harachamim on klal yisrael, and mistatnim tanoisov shel asutan. The sutan no longer has anything to be makatrik. It comes Rosh Hashanah, the sultan is makatrig on Klal Yisrael, that we haven't kept the Torah and the mitzvahs properly, and we haven't behaving as we should be. Klal Yisrael comes along, and in our defense we say, Emes, we can't deny it. However, look, we're in Gulis, we've got so many tzuras, we've got so many problems, we're surrounded by so many difficulties, that we've forgotten, unfortunately, because of the tzuras. Says the sultan, that excuse is not acceptable. You see, the Welt sucht, afile ana es klig, when es kimtza on eigene Sachen. Even the biggest fool, when it comes to his own private affairs, suddenly he's no fool. He knows how to conduct his own affairs. When it comes to your own panusa, when it comes to your own private things, suddenly you know exactly what to do and where to be and how to conduct yourself. So how can it be when it comes to Torah mitzvah, suddenly you blame everything on the gulas? However, when it comes to the shofar, which we know there's nothing which is for us a greater sanegoirim, which is protecting us more than a shofar. So if Klal Yisrael has forgotten what it means to blow a teriyah, we don't anymore remember what it means, Yom Teriyah Yilachem, like the Rambam writes, because of the Oirech Hashunim, so we see that we are genuinely, we are oinous. Unfortunately, because of all the tzuras and the gulas, unfortunately, we are no longer able to recollect and to remember exactly what we should be doing. So if we can't remember things which are for our own benefit, kal v'chomer, We can't have a tana, but we've forgotten other things. So when Yidden blow the shofar, is mistatnim tanoisov shelasutin. This silences the tana of the sutin. Now, because unfortunately we have forgotten what it means to blow a teriyah, tells us the Gemara that came along Rav Avuhi, and Rav Avuhi saw that in his time, depending which community, depending which town you were in, you heard different types of teriyahs. In some places, they would only blow a shavurim. In other places, they would only blow what we call a teriyah. And in other places, they would blow both together, a shavurim teriyah. So there was no one uniform mahalach how to blow a teriyah. Tells us the Chiddush HaRan, in the name of Rav Haigun, Kishrabu Rav Avuhi, when Rav Avuhi came, Ru'a le'sakin takuna, shiyi kol Yisruel oisim ma'asa echot. He decided to make a takuna that all Kalal Yisruel should be doing the same uniform type of thing. V'lo yira behem duva shahad yoytis royim oisim kechalika. There should no longer be any differences. In one place one should do one thing, and one place one should do another thing. Everybody should do the same. Now Zoizuk Rabbeinu Chananu, the Zelbalushan, that he was Masakina Takuna, Hishlim Beineyem, Shiyiyi Hakoil Noihagim Minhag Echod. He made the Takuna, Shiyi Hakoil Noihagim Minhag Echod. All Kalal Yisrael should do the same thing. Vloisira Chalika. Because there was a suffix, nobody remembered. Some people said a teriyah is a shvurim. Others said no, a teriyah is a teriyah. And other people said no, a teriyah is a shvum teriyah. And everybody said something else, and nobody knew who was right. So no one could be machriya. So came along a bavui, and he made a takuna. We've got to blow all of them. We've got to blow a shvurim. We've got to blow a teriyah. We've got to blow a shvurim teriyah. This was the takuna of Rav Avuhi. V'omer lehem mikamukem nimsi tekiyah ziyach zibli hefzik bintayim lefichach nohagi hakol keminak hazel iskoyim meyishiv kamoish etikin Rav Avuhi. And from Rav Avuhi's time and onwards, everybody does like Rav Avuhi, and Azoi is mazbe the Beis Yosef, that before Rav Avuhi came, every place would do however they felt was correct. Kishabui Rabavui kibbutz kol asveikas for his kin shiyasi kadivre kilom, kadesh yetzi kol yisul de choivas takia shofa bli sofiklal. Now, what I want to speak about today is one particular nakida. This famous takuna of Rabavui, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Iskin Rabavui bekizari. Rabavui was mesakin this takuna in the town of Kizari, that one should blow a shavurim, a teriyah, a shavurim, teriyah. Now I want to speak about today is, why did the Gemara find it necessary to tell us that this very, very important takuna, for this such vital mitzvah of tekiyah shofar, which all of Klal Yisrael have adopted, shiya hakol noyhagim min echod, tells us the Gemara, Rav Avuhi was mesaken this in the city of Kizari. We don't find normally that when we have a halach in the Gemara tells us, by the way, Abaya, Ruva, Rav, Shmuel, they were misaken this halach, this takuna in this town. Well, it doesn't normally come about unless it's for some reason it came into it. Here we're speaking about the problem about Tekiyah Shofar. Nobody remembers what a teriyah is. Rav Avuhi makes a new takuna, Shia Hakol Noihagim Min Echot, to blow Shavurim Teriyah, Shavurim Teriyah. And tells us Gemara, he was masakin this takuna in the town of Kizari. Oh, that's a very good question. That's in itself a bit of a shal. So we need to understand. Now, where is Kizari? There is a Kizari in Eretz Yisroel, which is also a shtikla machloikis. In Kafto v'Ferach Pekidalev says it's next to Lod. Others say it's next to Ashkelon. And this was a satellite city set up by the Romans in Eretz Yisroel to control Eretz Yisroel. But there was another Kizari, which was in Rome. And we find the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Yidalet, Rebavui ki havi osa mimesifta lebei kaiser. Rebavui, he was the emissary of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Whenever they needed to deal with the Romans, they had to send somebody to speak to the Kaiser, to the Caesar in Rome. It was Rebavui, who he was the one who used to travel to Rome. And in Rome, the metropolis there, the city of Rome, where the Kaiser lived, that area was called Kizari. We have a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah in Daf Vov. Well, we have there, the Gemara tells us, Kizari Bas Edoim, Shehi Hoiso Metropolin Shel Meluchim. Kizari, this is the capital city where the throne of the Kaiser was. And that's why the place was called Kizari, because that's where the Kaiser lived. Azoyiz Masbe the Mashu. And Kizari, this was the equivalent of, I can't remember, where were all those Nazi laws made before the war? Nuremberg. This was the Nuremberg of the time. All the terrible gezeiros which came out against Klal Yisrael from the Tsar and all his evil, terrible ministers, this is the Zera Amulek, their capital city, this was Kizari in Rome. And that's where Rebavui had to unfortunately travel to try and repeal and be mevatel all these gezeiros. And we find that Rebavui himself said, says the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Omer Rebavui, a pusuk in Sefania, v'ikroin te'uka. There will come a time when ikroin will be uprooted. What does ikroin refer to? Says Rebavui, ze kizari bas edoim. This refers to the city of Kizari. V'hi hoise yusa tekiya le Yisrael. And this was a thorn in the side of Klal Yisrael. That unfortunately, this was the place where all the terrible gezeiros against Klal Yisrael emanated from. And when the Kaiser set out to destroy Yerushalayim, it was sent from Kizari. This is everything where we comes from Kizari. And when we daven in Shmoyne Esron, Yomim Neruim, V'chol Horisha, Ka'ushan Tichle, Kisave Memshele Zudoy Min Ha'uretz, which country, what are we referring to the Memshel Zudim in Eretz? Explains the Shibula Aleket, the Kavuna is to Gulis Edoim, Malchus Edoim, which emated from Rome, which the capital city was Kizari. Now, in the Machzorim, that is printed before Tekiya Shofar, a longer shtickle from the Zoya Kudish. Not everybody says it, but if you look there in that shtickle of Zoya Kudish, you'll find there the Zoya Kudish says the following words: "B'yoyim deRosh Hashuna nufik Yitzchok b'lchaydui v'kuri le'esav." On Rosh Hashuna, Yitzchok Avini called Esav, and he told him, "V'oma v'tzideli tzayit v'asaylim at amim." He gave him over the bruchas. Rashi Al Torah says it was Pesach. Abba is well known. The Zoya Kudish says it was Rosh Hashuna, and the Biagra also says on Shulchan Aruch, like the Zoya Kudish was Rosh Hashuna, and that's why we dip the apple into honey, because meramez on chakal tapichin, which is when Yaakov Avini came in to get the bruchas, shteit vayurach as reich begudav, says Rashi, he smelt the smell of apples. So this is ma'oira, the inyan of the bruchas. Says the Zoya Kudish, so Yitzchok Avini wanted to give the bruchas to Esav Arusha. V'hakoil kol Yaakov bahi shofet kasulik. However, comes along the koil shofer. This is the koil Yaakov. We know kasha koil Yaakov, Ein hayadayim yidei Esav. What does it refer to? So we generally understand that Kol Yaakov refers to the Torah. Tells us the Zoya Kudosh here, no. Kol Yaakov refers to the shofar. That when one blows the shofar, Isui liyakov ligabe v'yurach hazrech begudav. And vayivorchei, and then Yitzchok Avini gave the bruchas to Yaakov. And then the roigas goes away. Azoy shteit the lushen in Zoya Kudosh. And therefore we understand the pusik, Tiki b'choy de shofar b'kesel yom chageini, ki choy kli Yisrael hi mishpat l'loikei Yaakov. Why dafka mishpat l'loikei Yaakov, not l'loikei Avrom, l'loikei Yitzchok? Why dafka l'loikei Yaakov? Because through blowing the shofar, this is ma'oyer the koil Yaakov, and through the shofar, kasha koil kol Yaakov, ein hayadayim yidei Esav. Now we find the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah, that Kizari and Yerushalayim are directly opposites, one connected the other. In Yoim Elachodom, if a person will tell you, says the Gemara, Chor Vishtayim, that Yerushalayim and Kizari are both destroyed and both desolate, Al Tamin, don't believe him. If he tells you Yosh Vishtayim, that both are being built up and both are thriving, successful places, Al Tamin, don't believe him either. If he tells you Chorva Kizri, the Yoshu Yerushalayim, that Kizri has been destroyed and Yerushalayim has been built, or Faket Chas Vashulam, Chorva Yerushalayim, the Yoshu Kizri, Tamin, then you should believe him. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Emloa HaChorva, that one will be filled from the Chorban of the other. Yerushalayim will be built and filled from the Chorban of Kizri. And Chas V'Shulam, vice versa, that Yerushalayim will be destroyed like we saw by the Chorban, from the strength and from the power of Kizri. So they are one against the other. Rav Nachman said, Mehocha Elohim Meloim Yemots. Now we understand very clearly that this Takuna of Rebbe Avui, to make a takuna, how to blow the shofar correctly, Rebbe Avui decided he's got to make this takuna, not in Eretz Yisrael where he lived, but he made it specially in Kizari. When Rebbe Avui was on one of his journeys, he had to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he had to go to Kizari to battle against the Kaiser with all the authorities there, the Gulis Edoim. And the whole reason why we don't know how to blow the shofar properly, says the Rambam, is because Oirech Hashunim VeKoyved HaGulios. Because of the Gulis, unfortunately, we no longer remember what it means to blow a tria properly. And which Gulis are we referring to? We're referring to Edoim. And we're referring specifically to Kizari, the place where all these Gezeres come out from. So Rebbe Avui wanted to battle against the Koyches Hara. And Keshakol Kol Yaakov, which is the Shofar, Ein HaYadayim Yedei Esav. Therefore comes Rebbe Avui and he's masakin this takuna, not where you would expect in Eretz Yisrael. If you want a takuna to be accepted, especially when the whole of Klal Yisrael to accept it, you need to be mefasim it where all the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. Don't go to Gulis Edoim in Kizari. But that was the place where he was masakin this takuna. And why was it Rebbe Avui was masakin this takuna? We find the Gemara in Bob Metzia in Daf Pei Daled Omid Aleph tells us amazing thing. Shifre de Rebbe Avui me'en shifre de Yaakov Ovini. The beauty, whatever that means, it doesn't mean just literally physical beauty, it means the spiritual beauty, the qualities, the we don't know what, but the beauty of Rebbe Avui was Me'en, was similar to that of Yaakov Ovini. Rebbe Avui symbolized, he embodied this avoider of Yaakov Ovini. This is the koil keshakol kol Yaakov, ein hayadayim yedei Esav. So Rebbe Avui was the person who Edoim was scared of him. And like we find, that when Rebbe Avui would come to speak to the Kaiser, normally we know when a Yid has to go to speak to Hoicha Fensters, one needs whole protexia to arrange a meeting, to be able to get in, to have an audience with the king, the prime minister. And normally, unfortunately, we know from the history of Klal Yisrael, these things didn't always go so well. And there were always people there to throw a span in the works and to come along and to say something terrible against Klal Yisrael. But when Rebbe Avui used to turn up in Kizari to have an audience with the Kaiser, tells us the Gemara in Ksibas Daf Yud Zayin an amazing thing. Rebbe Avui ki hava usa lebei Kaiser, when he would come to the palace of the Kaiser, nofgan amsa de bei Kaiser leape. They would send out a delegation, the personal maidservant, the personal lady in waiting of the Kaiser would go out, imashren lehochi, and she would greet Rebbe Avui with a whole greeting. Rabbi de Amen, Medbane de Imsen, Basina de Hoire, Birch Messiah le Shulam. You who you are the leader, the light of the generation, you should come and you should be le Shulam. This was every time he would turn up, this was the Borach Habo that he would receive. So we see that he had a Moedika Koyach and he was listened to in the Beit Kaiser. Rav Avuhi realized that if we want to defeat Edom, if we want to overcome the Koiches HaTimur, the only way is we have to be Be'achtus, Vayhi B'Shirim Melech B'Asef Rusheom Yachad Shivt HaYisrael. And he saw in his time that this all-encompassing, all-important mitzvah of Tikir Shofar was not being performed Be'achtus. In this city, they only blow a Shavurim. In that city, they only blew a Teriyah. In a different place, they blew a Shavurim Teriyah. So it tells us Rav Haigon, tells us Rav Abayna Chananel, he was Matzakana Takuna, Shikol Yisruel Noihagim Minhag Echad. He made the Takuna that Gans Klal Yisruel should be doing the same thing. Right, Rav Abayna Chananel, Hishlim Beinayim, he made Shulim between them, Shihakoil Noihagim Minhag Echad. You can imagine the olden times, people asked you, tell me, where are you Rosh Hashanah? Are you going to your parents for Rosh Hashanah? Are you going to your in-laws for Rosh Hashanah? Oh, no, I can't go to that town. They don't blow shofar properly, you know? I grew up, you blow Tekiah Teriyah, you blow a Teriyah, and that time they're not blowing a Teriyah, they're blowing something totally different. I can't go there. So there was a problem. Imagine this mitzvah of Tekiah shofar. You blew a zoi. Everybody said, my tree is the real tree. You're not doing the real thing. Comes along Rav Avuhi and he makes Hishlim Beinayim. He made Shulim Shia HaKoil Noihagim Minig Echad. The Gemara Masechta the Soita in Daf Mem Tes tells us, Alma Amaikui, what is our world standing on? Says the Gemara, Mekayim Akedisha de Sidra. It stands on the Kedisha, the Sidra means a volatzin that we say every single day. And when one says, answers the Omen Yishmei Rabbah by Kaddish after Limud Aguda, that's what keeps the world going. L'chore, why dafka these two things? Explains Rashi, we know we've got no greater mitzvah more than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah k'neged kilam. Says Rashi, unfortunately, not everybody learns Torah. You've got a lot of Amoraim, a lot learning Torah. Oba Evolet Sin has got a din of limit HaTorah. It's Nishna Tefillah, Zog Rashi, it's Tefillah as well. Because we have Psikim of Targum in there. Says Rashi, it's Kedisha de Sidra, Shaloi Tiknia, Ella Shikol Yisrul Oiskim BaTorah, Bechol Yom Dovamiyat. Kedisha the Siddur Masak, and that all Klal Yisrael should learn something every day. Sh'oy mekriyusa v'tigimoy v'henk oiskim v'toyre. Says Rashi, v'kiven sh'noyig b'kol Yisrael, b'talmidim iva ameyot. Since everybody is saying this, everybody's been carrying mitzvah of Talmud Torah, therefore chovivhi. Similarly, says Rashi, when there's a shir, people ask, what's the shir on? Halucha shir, gemura shir. And this in your, it's too difficult, too schwer for me. Not everybody goes. But you have a shir in Agadata, something easy. Oh, everybody's happy to come. So says Rashi, the Omeyesh Meraba, which one answers on a shir of Agadata, Sha'oinacha Haguda Shadash and Dosh Berabim, Hoyne Hagin Kach Shahoyi Shom Nikputzim, Kol Ho Om Lishmoya. So therefore, this has got an extra power. Rav Avuhi saw that our koyach is only when we've got Kol Yisrael. We've got something which all Klal Yisrael are doing together. This brings about, this is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Now we know we blow 100 tekiyas every Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow 100 tekiyas? L'chari, we don't need to blow 100 tekiyas. Very difficult to understand the reason where it comes from, the 100 tekiyas. Writes the Sefer HaManik, Shamati ki bebedinas Bovel oisem meya koilus. I heard that in Bovel, this is the minute to blow 100 tekiyas. V'chein kusiv b'sefer Orech, and this is quoted in the Orech, one of the earliest Rishonim. And the Sefer Orech says, we learn it out, and the Mefoshim all ask, and it's very difficult to understand. We learn it out from a pusik. There was a terrible Rusha called Sisra who was killed in battle. And his mother, she was waiting for her son, who was a very, very mighty warrior and a strong general, to come home from the battlefield. And he never came home and was getting later and later and later. And she started to cry. And she started weeping. And Chazal tell us she cried 100 tears. Sobs, thank you. She sobbed 100 times. What? That's the makor. If you mean something seriously, you do it 100 times. That's why, zuk de orech, we blow 100 tekiyas. And all the mafarshim ask the same question. Aim Sisra, she was a Rosha, Rashanta, sons a Rosha. What's it got to do with us? Says the Sefer HaManik, we find a Chazal, a Medrash Tanchuma tells us, that when a lady is Yosheves al Hamashbe, she's sitting, giving birth, she also cries out in pain, and tells us the Medrash in Santa Lucian, she cries out, Tzadik tes lemisa ve'echad l'chaim. She cries out 99 times, and she feels Zeken Shonish. Ah, she's mamba, she's at her wit's end, she doesn't know what's going to be. And then, Baruch Hashem, Echad L'chaim, the baby comes out, and Baruch Hashem. Explain Kama Mefoshim. What the Sefer HaManik is telling us is that Be'emes, Sisra's mother didn't cry 100 times. She only cried 99 times. And it's written in the Pusik that she was looking out of the window. She was looking out the window, waiting for him to come back. And he didn't come back, and she starts to cry. The gematria of Hachaloin, Ba'ad Hachaloin, the gematria of Hachaloin is 99. She cried 99 times, and then she gave up. If she would have cried one more time, that one more time would have made the difference. And says the Sefer HaManik, that's what you see fin Oyoledes. Oyoledes cries out 99 times, Lemisa, she feels she can't anymore, and then the achas l'chaim. There's one more time that it goes l'chaim. And this is what we learn out, that we want to be able to matzliach Yegata Matsusa Tamim. Don't do like Aim Sisra who did 99 times. Ba'ad Hachaloim Neshtuf Gufa. You got to blow 100 times. But Emma, she didn't do the 100th time. If she would have done the 100th time, then she would have got there. But she didn't get there. Now we find a very interesting thing. As we said, the city of Kizri is called Kizri because that's where the Kaiser lived. But we need to understand, why is the Kaiser called the Kaiser? Oh, and you say it's Latin, I guess. Who cares? I mean, that's what they call it. A king in Latin is called Kaiser. Well, actually, that's not true. How do I know this? Because Tosis in Masechta Savoy de Zura tells us this. Tells us, Tosis in Masechta Savoy de Zura, that this first Kaiser, who was called so, he was actually, we all know today, if a baby is not born a normal way through labor, one makes a caesarean. A caesarean means one makes a cut in the mother's stomach and one takes out the baby. In Yiddish or in German, it's called a Kaiserschnitt. Now, this is not just by coincidence it's called a Kaiserschnitt. The reason why it's called a Kaiserschnitt is because Tosus tells us that this first Mr. Kaiser, what happened was that he was born through a Kaiserschnitt. Nikro Kaiser Belushin Roimi, Vihilushin Kuris Beivris, says Rab Toisi, and in Lushin Akoidish is in Lushin Kuris, to be cut. Says Rashi that the mother of his mother, Nivka Obitno, her stomach was cut open, and Motsi Chai, and they found the baby inside was still alive. Imula Chaleim, Val Shemoi, Nikro Kol Hameluchim, Shela Achrov Kaiser. And because of this instant, that this baby, he was born through this, at the time was this most unusual procedure, which one didn't know about, they cut open the mother, and they removed the child. So this child became known, Belushin Roimi, is a Kaiser, means, says Rashi, says Tois, is a Lushin Fin cutting. So because they'd removed the baby, not through the normal means, therefore he became Kaiser. And that's why they were all referred to as Kaiser. Kaiser doesn't mean a taller king. Kaiser means cutting procedure. So we see here, this is what Kaiser means. Now, just like I said before, the Gemara tells us, if someone will tell you that both Kaiseri and Yishlaim are settled, or both Kaiseri and Yishlaim are destroyed, don't believe them. It's only one is settled and one is destroyed. The Zel Belushin carries on the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us, if a person will tell you, Mamish Zel Belushin, Yogati Veloy Matsusi, Al Tamin. Lo yogati, I didn't make any effort. Imatsusi, altam, also don't believe him. If he tells you, yogati matsusi, tamim. This is the Zelba Lushin the Gemara tells us about Kaisri and Yishlaim. Im yom lechudim chor vishneim, altamim. Yoshishteim, altamim. Chove kizri, yoshishlaim, chove vishlaim, yoshikizri, tamim. You see, there seems to be some connection here. That if Myoim Lachudam, Yigati, Beloy Matsusi, or Lo Yigati Matsusi, Al Tamim. Daf Yigati Matsusi Tamim. Kaiser, this first Kaiser, he was the symbol of Lo Yigati Imatsusi. Like I said, the Medrash says when a baby is born, it comes about Shvera Chevle Leida. The Chevle Leida, she cries out, Sadik Tes Lemisa, Ve'echod Lachaim. Why this has to be like this? Writes the Pesetz Nereba Hashem Yinkain Domoi in his Sefer Eish Kodesh Pashas Masei. This is what he said in the Warsaw Ghetto to all Nebuch the Yidin there with him in the Warsaw Ghetto. He writes as follows. He writes that we are now undergoing the most terrible Chevlei Moshiach. So we know Chevlei Leida is painful. We see there is such a thing as Chevlei Leida. Similarly, there is Chevlei Moshiach. Why, however, asks the Pesetzner Rebbe, does there have to be Chevlei Leida? So we know the Pushup Shat is because this is the Klula, unfortunately, of Chava, Harba Arba Etzvoyneich Vehera Yoyneich. However, the Pesetzner Rebbe explains as follows, but why does this have to be so? And he explains, we know ourselves, if you want something to grow, you put a seed in the ground, it's not going to grow until it rots. Until it rots, then it divests itself of its previous status, of what it was, and then it rots and it grows, comes out something new. But as long before it rotted, it cannot yet start to grow a new peri. Zug the Pesetzner Rebbe, the Zelbazach is by Moshiach. The same thing is for a baby to be born. In order for something new to come about, there has to be his batlus hakoichos. A person has to realize that there's no koichi v'oitzem yudi. So she, the lady, she's lying there on the bed, and she's crying out, and she can be surrounded by all the best and helpful and gewaltige doctors. However, the pain is there. And unfortunately, she has to go through that pain until she feels she can't anymore, Nebuch. Tzadik tes lemisa, and then achas l'chaim. Writes the Pesetzner Rebbe, the Zelbazach is b'chevlei Moshiach. In order to enable Moshiach to come, has to come a stage that we feel we can't anymore. There has to be his battlers of everything. And when we come to that, from there will come the Yeshiah. From that itself comes out the Yeshiah. Mamela, we see here, this Kaiser was born without any Chevlei Leida. There was no Chevlei Leida. This is a symbol of what's called Lo Yogati Imatsusi. The opposite is the Tekiah Shofar. We're blowing the hand of Tekiahs. Keneged, says the Mani, Keneged, like the Medrash tells us, the Isha HaYosheves Al HaMashbeh. And the Meshech Chochma adds on, Rosh Hashanah we say in Davening is Hayoim Haras Oilam. What does it mean, Haras Oilam? So Haras can mean the birth, or means heroin. And just like a birth, a heroin, this is the procedure. So Hayoim Haras Oilam, if Rosh Hashanah is giving birth to a new year, this is how it has to be. We know in Davening, in Rosh Hashanah, we make two brochas on the Shofar. We make one brocha when we blow the shofar, Asheket Shuni b'mitzoysav etzivuni l'shmoya koil shofar. And then we say a second brucha later on in the Shmoyna Esra, in the Tefillah, we make a different brucha. Shomeya koil terias amoy yisruel barachamim. And the Foshim ask, why are we mashana the nisach habrucha? When we blow the shofar, we made a brucha, Asheket Shuni b'mitzoysav etzivuni l'shmoya koil shofar. Perhaps we should make a bruch, Hashem Keshunim b'mitzvoyis of v'tzivuni, l'shmoya koil teriya, like we say in the Shmoyna Esra. Shomei koil teriya samo Yisrael. We don't say shomei koil shoifa amo Yisrael. So why in the Shmoyna Esra do we change the nisach habrucha? Before when we said l'shmoya koil shoifa, come Shmoyna Esra, we say l'shmoya koil Terias Amo Yisrael. And why do we need to add an Amo Yisrael? Just leave it out. Lishmoya Koil Teria Barachamim. What, Teria of the Goyim? Who else? Lishmoya Koil Teria Barachamim. We make a bruch of Shemaya Koil Terias Amo Yisrael Barachamim. As I frag them of Oshim, Chasim Soif and Rushes, and many other ta. Lafid Vareini, we understand very well. It comes Rosh Hashanah, we see, we no longer remember what a Teria is. Yeshomrim, it's a Shavurim. Yeshomrim, it's a Teria. Yeshomrim, it's a Shavurim Teria. And we all want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly. Kashasutin Roya Shah Yisul Machavavim HaMitzvahs. We see how we blow the Shofar again and again. Nistapin Tanoisov. So the Rabbi Nishalim is Shomeya Koil Teria. He hears the Teria of Amo Yisrael. Of Gans Klal Yisrael, like Rabbi Avuhi made, Shehishlim Shi Hakol Noihagim Minag Echod, comes along Rabbi Avuhi and he makes everybody should blow the same Teria. This is Ma'oira Rachmim on Klal Yisrael. When the Rabbi Nisham sees how we're all trying to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so we do all different possibilities, all different equations to make that it should work. And this Ma'oira Rachmim that we see that unfortunately we are Nisim because of the Oira Chagulis. We no longer remember how to blow the Teria properly. And as I said, it was Rabbi Avuhi who made this takuna. Why dafke was Rabbi Avuhi zoiche? It's already said, Shifre de Rabbi Avuhi, me'en Shifre de Yaakov Avini. But I'd like to take this a little bit further. There's a vort for the Mesritsha Magid. There's a pusik in Yeshaya, Hureim k'shoifa koilecho. Says the Novi, you should lift up your voice like a shoifa. What does it mean, like a shofar? We know there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. The mitzvah is lishmoya, to hear the shofar. So the shofar itself has no chashivas. Zug the mezritsha magid. If a person wants that should be dvurim hayoytzim nalev, nechnusim alalev, hurim ka shofar kolecha. You have to speak like a shofar. Just like the shofar, we don't look at the shofar itself as a dover shel chashivas. It's the koila shofar. It's not the chayfas of the shofar. So the person speaking shouldn't look at himself. I am somebody who's important. It should be dvorim hayoytzim min halev. This quality we find by Rabbi Avuhi. The Gemara Masechta Sota in Daf Mem tells us about the great humility of Rabbi Avuhi. Says the Gemara, my in the sonise de Rabbi Avuhi. What was the Anova of Rabbi Avuhi? Says the Gemara as follows. Rabbi Avuhi was a great Rosh Hashiva, and he had many Talmidim, but perhaps he was later on in his older years, he had a quiet voice. Says the Gemara, he had, like many Tanoim Amaroim, he had a Matirgaman who would repeat out loud his Shia for him to, for everybody to hear. Tells us the Gemara that one day, the wife of this Matirgaman went over to the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Avuhi, and she said to him, you should know, your husband, Rabbi Avuhi, zuk the shvach hashir, waste of time. Nobody's coming to hear him. It's my husband. You think my husband's repeating your husband's shir? My husband is repeating a shir, but he's giving the shir. He's explaining it. He's putting it down properly. If not for my husband, it'd be an empty hall there. My husband, he's the one who's giving the shir. He's doing a chesed with your husband, pretending to allow him to, you know, to pretend, and then Achilles, he's repeating. He's not really repeating it. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. This is what she told the Rebbetzin Rabbi Avuhi. And you can imagine she was very upset. And she told the husband. Tells us the Gemara, Omalo, Rabbi Avuhi said back to his wife, Ema nafge leich mino, what's the difference to you? Mini imene yiskalas ilua. From me and from him is coming out a shvach, a kiddush Hashem to the Rabbi Nishloilim. Let it be like she says. Let people take and think I'm a nobody. Then the day people coming, they're learning. So they think it's him. So they think I'm a nobody. What's the difference? Mini imene. From me and from him, yiskalas ilua. And this was the Madrega of Rabbi Avuhi, somebody who he was the Gudl Hador, that he made the takuna which is accepted till today. And we find in the Gemara in Yeshalmi, in Avodah Zorah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, tells us the Gemara that Bashas Petiruso Shurabavui, he was Shomin Hashemayim, the great Schar which is awaiting for him in Oilam Abu. Tells us the Gemara, what was Rabavui's reaction when he saw it? He called his Talmidim, Omaloin, he said to them, Kol Ilain Laman, the show me this, and asked, who is this all for? Omri Lay, Didach, they said, it's all for you. Omaloin, he said back to them, V'chol Ilain Davui, this is all for me, for Avui, V'ani Omati Larik Yugati, and I thought, Larik Yugati, whatever I'm doing is Larik, a waste of time. Says Rashi in Yeshai on this Pusik, V'ani Omati Larik Yugati, why should he say so? Kishiroisi shani moichichom. Said Ravui, I see, I'm giving teichucha to Klal Yisrael. Ve'einom shoimim. And they don't listen to me. So Ravui walked around thinking, I'm a nobody. It's taka like the Metegeman says. He's the whole success story. I'm a nobody. Ani amati lirik yagati. Whilst Be'emes was, nothing could have been further from the truth. Reb Avui was somebody who was Masakana Takuna. We know today how difficult it is, even for the greatest Gedolim, to come along and make a Takuna, which should be accepted by the whole of Klal Yisrael. Especially when we're dealing about such an important mitzvah, the mitzvah derais of Tekiya Shofar. Comes along Reb Avui, and Berov Chachmusoi, Berov Tzidkisoi, Rav Kiddishusoi, he was able to achieve this, to make a Takuna. Make a Takuna, she... Kol Yisrael noyhagim minag echot, hishlem ben kilom. He made shulim between all Yidden. And Reb Avui genuinely believes when he's shown this chan oylem abu awaiting for him, can't be for me. Ani amati lirik yagati. I was sure that I didn't achieve anything in my life. And they tell him, no, no, it's for you. So this is was the anova of Reb Avui. Therefore, Zuk, this we understand, he was the embodiment of this vod of ka shoifer. Hurem Kalecha, lift up your voice like a shofar. Reb Avui spoke, it wasn't him who was speaking. This was something which he was Dvurim Hayotz Min Alev, Nechnusim El Alev. That's why he was able to make such a takuna, and it should be accepted because it came from somebody like Reb Avui. Yaris Devash adds on one final vote. He says, you know why Reb Avui thought, V'ani Yogati Lerik? Because Reb Avui was constantly traveling backwards and forwards from Eretz Yisrael to Rome to go and intercede by the Kaiser. And writes the Yaz Devash, those who know what it means to go and knock on the doors of high offices and have audiences knows how much time one has to wait speaking with this minister and that official and how difficult it is. And Reb Avui felt that unfortunately what he should be doing, which was to be a Rosh Hashiva, to be a Rebbe of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, he was not able to achieve his true potential because he was constantly having to shuttle backwards and forwards from Eretz Yisrael to Rome. And therefore he said, V'ani Yomati Larik Yogati. And Zuk Rabbi Yonson Devash, Obe the Emes is Nishtazoi. Because Chazal tell us, as mission of us, V'oiskim b'tzibu yi, oiskim imum l'shem shemayim, V'ate ma'ala ani aleichem scha harbek ili asisem. And therefore we understand once again, the Gemara tells us, Iskin Rebavui bekizari. Reb Avui thought when he was in Kizari, he's wasting his time. He should really be in Eretz Yisrael teaching Torah to his Talmidim. And he made this takuna there in Kizari, the place of the center of the Gulis. And this was a takuna which stayed for all generations. And this is a takuna which protects Klal Yisrael. Zol ala zoichazan seksiva v'chasima toiva omein. Thank you.